Humility really means honesty. Humility is about simply being truthful. What do we have to brag about? If God does not make the sun rise, what will you do? Did you create your brain? Did you create your eyes to see? Did you create your heart to beat? Did you create your arms to act? As they say in British parlance, do not be proud of borrowed plumes. Whatever we have is not ours. We have the free will to use what God gives us, either in a good way or an evil way, or in a spiritual way. We have that free will. And according to what we do and what we say, the karma is going to come back on us. But still, all the facilities we have to either use properly or misuse is coming from a power way beyond our own. You may be young and strong, but by the power of time, how long will you remain young and strong? The body is under the control of nature. The mind is under the control of nature. So humility really means to be honest. Nityam nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yovididati karmam. This is spoken in the Upanishads. What does it mean? That there is one supreme eternal and all others are subordinate to that one supreme eternal. So the fact is we are always subordinate to the supreme. Hitler was subordinate to the supreme. The Lord gave him a mind and a body and he totally misused it and exploited and tortured and killed others and accumulated mountains and mountains, oceans and oceans of horrible karmas upon himself. But ultimately, dead and gone, and his soul has to go to the next place to meet his karmas. Alexander the Great, he came and conquered parts of India, but where is he now? He was conquered by time. So everyone is subordinate to the power of God. So to be humble means to be realistic and honest. To be proud is to simply be dishonest, ungrateful, and unrealistic. To be proud is an illusion. Of course, in the world today, to be proud is a very cool situation. People like proud people. But the fact is, it's an illusion. And it's a miserable condition to the heart. So humility means to just have enough integrity to be honest with the reality of our life before God. But it must be practiced and cultivated.